I think it's safe to say that our first guest, the gentleman in studio with us right now, is responsible for this little sliver of sunshine that we have currently in these otherwise adverse weather conditions. Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, how are you?
I'm a ray of sunshine, Bull. That's right there. You nailed it.
Several rays of sunshine. Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle-Telegram on our local beat. It's brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Rain, wind, sleet, shine, you name it, they're open at Vandermark Jewelers. So despite these extremely cold conditions, if you are looking to buy or sell some jewelry, head on down to Vandermark Jewelers right across from the hospital, a trusted name in jewelry. Well, a lot of interesting news this past week. You had produced a couple stories after we spoke last week, which included a couple of interesting renderings, and we'll come back around to at least one of those. But the cold is something that we just can't ignore. And you published a story earlier today, which I thought was really interesting, detailing city officials, mayors, and how they are handling the extreme cold over the course of the next couple of days. And it goes as far as to even affect when your trash is picked up, too.
Sure. And trash service, I know, some of the private services out there are, not going to pick up tomorrow. And we might be looking at not picking up, Thursday either. City of Elyria, Assistant Safety Service Director Kevin Brubaker told me that, that they're definitely not going to pick up tomorrow. So they may be picking up, on a delay for another day and then through the weekend, just to keep, employees safe, to keep the trucks, able to run. Any number of things could happen with this kind of bitter cold. What it does to machinery, what it does to brake lines, what it does to your vehicles, and what it does to humans. I mean, you can walk outside and frostbite can happen in a snap of the fingers, within what is it, 5 minutes at certain temperatures. So you got to watch out. And non-essential city services, and we're not talking, police, fire, medical, water main breaks, all going to be responded to. But when you talk about picking up trash, when you talk about, going out and reading water meters, they're not going to do that for right now. Up in Lorain, Safety Service Director Dan Given up there told me that, he said, we're telling our supervisors and employees, use a common sense approach. Don't go out if you don't have to. We'll have tents and warming facilities for you guys if, guys and gals, if you need them. If there's a serious serious incident, but they're all highly trained. He said, they've done this for years, and they know how to act and react. And if they feel unsafe doing something, they will work out another time or another way to do it. But it's important for our not just police, fire, EMTs, that kind of thing. Not just for those folks to be safe, but also the city service workers who are out there, in this kind of weather still have a job to do. So, so I think the cities that I talk to and some of my colleagues talk to as well are really watching out for those employees.
And I think the important thing to remember is that, when it's this cold outside and it's only going to get worse, everybody's using the common sense approach, right? You shouldn't be outside for more than just a couple of minutes. Don't stay out there unless you absolutely have to. And, I know you guys also spoke with Jack Sarah at John Pace, talking about, the things you can do in order to make sure that your vehicle is up to par in these kinds of conditions. And you probably shouldn't drive unless you really have to either. But I thought that was interesting also. And along the way, you were able to catch up with North Ridgeville Safety and Service Director Jeff Armbruster talking about a lot of those same things, just use common sense. But he did mention something that was kind of interesting. Instead of using salt, they use something a little bit different for a de-icer, a beet juice de-icer. Have you ever heard of that before?
I have heard of this, and I don't think you'll forget the smell either. Actually, some years ago when I was in college, our campus tried that out. And you walk outside and it's like, okay, it's cold, but what is that smell? And I don't know if they changed the formula since. I can't say, I don't know, but I would imagine that beets have a significant amount of sodium in them. And, it's like they use, they're using brine, a lot more now too. A lot of cities have turned to sort of the brine wash because that's I don't know if it's a little more environmentally friendly. I don't know the science behind it. I'm no chemistry major, but they look at all sorts of different options, and beet juice is one of them. I have heard of that before. So that's an interesting turn of events there. So.
Sounds like it's worked out a bit better than Salt, and dare I say, that could be tough to beat.
Oh.
No comment on that.
Ooh.
Whatever Ooh. Clears the roads, I guess I'm a fan of, and whatever gives Andy Bull Barch his pun opportunities, it can only make it better, right?
The puns just keep coming.
Yeah, especially from him, trust me.
Hey, I've been waiting on that ever since I looked up our topics for today. I thought, I've got to use that. Yeah. That's way too good for me to pass
Dave,
up.
Dave, if you ever think you're tired of puns, just come over to this office here, and you can experience what I get to experience on a daily basis.
Fortunately, I never tire of puns. So
you love it here, man.
It's good stuff. Again, Dave O'Brien, Chronicle Telegram, joining us here on our local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. And well, some other interesting news. In the city of Elyria, what are the details you can share with us about Mayor Holly Brenda's pitch for a downtown facade improvement matching program?
I've seen this as well. I've seen this in some other cities. I know, I believe when I used to cover the city of Ravenna over in Portage County, they had something similar. And basically, it's a pool of money. And the mayor and I talked this over a bit after committees last night. Let's say, a downtown business, Ace Widgets, whatever you like. It has to be a commercial. It has to be a commercial property. Says, we need to replace the windows on the front of the store. They can apply beforehand, before they start this project, to make sure that it meets all the city's requirements. And now city council still has to sign off on this particular program. It's not quite set in stone yet. But they can apply to have 50% of the project up to $10,000 reimbursed to them by the city using economic development funds. And now the mayor said that, she wants to start with about $100,000 from the Issue 6 funds, the economic development portion of the Issue 6 funds that were voted on a couple years ago. And basically you'd be talking about painting, trim, cladding, brick pointing, something called slip covering, which, to what I understand, is if you have an old facade and you want to put a kind of a newer one on it, or if you want to take one that had been a replacement and go back to the original, that was kind of the understanding I got. Like slip covering, like a chair, reupholstering something. New doors, windows, signage, awnings, canopies, lighting, and cornice work. We're not talking about interiors. There's a different program for that. But that kind of thing, the mayor says, will have an effect on bringing new business downtown, bringing more shoppers, increase in revenue, increase in the amount that landlords and property owners will be able to ask for in rental fees and costs, increase in sales and local tax revenue, more first-time customers. If something's pretty, if it's fancy, if it's got some neon, or you see that, something's going in next to the foundry, or you see that something's going in, somewhere downtown, you say, I'll pop in and see what's going on. So, again, council still has to approve this. It was an interesting pitch by the mayor, and we'll see what happens. I think the next meeting, is coming up early next month. So we'll see how council votes.
Very good stuff. And, of course, also later last week as well, two new Lorain County Community College board members, Ben Fligner. Many of you have heard the advertisements before the local news reports for Fligner's Market in Lorain. And also, Sanford Washington Jr. What can you tell us about these new board members?
Well, Mr. Fligner, obviously, as the name indicates, co-owner and president of Fligner Supermarket in downtown Lorain, owner of Great Lakes Smoked Meats, resident of Avon. Was elected chairman of the board for Lorain County Community College Board of Trustees. He has been on the board since, I believe, about 2006. I think his this current term that he's in expires in 2024. Mr. Washington, who's from Lorain. Oh, and I should say Mr. Fligner attended Lorain County Community College for a year, got his degree at Kent State. He's active with the Port Authority. And then Mr. Washington from Lorain, again, his name might be familiar to some folks, and works for Our Lady of the Wayside. He's a business owner, entrepreneur, president of 100 Men of Lorain County. Both said they were very committed, very appreciative of the chance. And they were active at the meeting the other day, which was at the Lorain, they call it the city center, Learning Center at City Center. right there downtown. So right at Broadway and Erie. And it looked to be a pretty active board, and they were talking a lot about how Lorraine's coming up, and especially the businesses, more places to eat. Projects like the Rotary wants to put the pier out into the lake, and you know, and build all sorts of new things to get more people coming. You know, hotel going in, that kind of thing. So there was a fair amount of Lorraine boosterism going on, you know, at that meeting as well. So. You know, good luck to those gentlemen, you know, in their new positions on the board, and we'll see how things go for the Steel City.
Very good stuff. Well, we're going to table these next couple of topics until next week. They involve some renderings that you were able to get your hands on last week for the new City Central Maintenance Garage, which of course would be really busy with plow trucks and the like over the next couple of days.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And also with the Elyria schools as well. The renderings for their two new facilities as well. So we'll take
beautiful schools. Yeah, we can talk about that later. Yeah,
absolutely. But before we let you go, scanner stories. We love your scanner stories, man. We can't let you go without giving us a couple of those.
I'll give you a couple of those to tide you over in this cold weather. Borrowed some from a couple of my buddies online. I'm not encouraging anybody to go out and do anything crazy, you know, out there in Lorraine County. But you know, haven't had so much local. Color, if you will, you know, and which is a good thing. I'm not saying that should change at all. You know, continue to make your legitimate calls. I will, however, share one from my buddy at Andrew Smith News from January the 26th. Without context, quote: "She fell in it and ruined her Uggs." Unquote. which I believe could, you know, if you're slipping on the black ice out there today, you know, that could, you know, potentially be you.
Yeah.
Also, quote, "Shoplifter took off and left their license behind." Unquote.
Well, that was at least nice. Oh,
that I have written stories about similar things.
Yeah.
And finally, from my buddy Mitchell Byers, who works in the great state of Colorado, cows out on the lake on January 28th.
Wow.
Assuming that the lake is frozen.
Uh-huh, and yeah, I hope so.
And also something that could possibly happen around here, quote, "Terrier headed northbound wearing a beige Christmas sweater," unquote. Somebody lost a dog. Hopefully the dog got home safe.
Beige Christmas sweater, too, the fashion of choice.
At least it was wearing a sweater, right?
At least.
Bundled up. Aye. Well, always a pleasure, my friend. We appreciate you weathering the storm and coming here in studio. And hopefully when you're in studio next week, we see a lot of sunshine and maybe temperatures will be above the freezing mark.
I hope so. Everybody be safe, stay warm, and turn that faucet on to a trickle so your pipes don't freeze.
Yes. All very, very good advice. Thank you, Dave. Always a pleasure, my friend.
You as well. Thank you.
All righty. Again, Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joining us here in studio on our local beat. It's brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Stop by and see Jim and Bob Vandermark. They are right across from the hospital here on Broad Street in downtown Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry.